AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. In a possible NLCS preview, the Braves hung on to defeat the Dodgers 8-7. In more ways than one, the big blow of the night was a grand slam by Ronald Acuna, making him the first player in Major League history to hit 30 homers and steal 60 bases in the same season. His manager is Brian Snitker.
That's pretty special. That's why, you know, it's kind of why these guys, we're talking about all these guys in the MVP hunt, you know, because they're those players that like those moments.
Elsewhere, the Giants had their way with the Padres. Philip Gahn reports from San Diego.
A six-run third inning was more than enough offense as the San Francisco Giants defeated the San Diego Padres 7-2. Jacob Junis threw four no-hit innings as part of a bullpen game, teaming up with three other Giant relievers to hold the Padres to seven hits as San Francisco wins for the fourth time in their last five games.
The other games on an abbreviated schedule had the Marlins topping the Nationals 6-1, while in 10 innings, it was the Tigers over the Yankees 4-3. College football, number 14 Utah beat visiting Florida 24-11. Meanwhile, a Pro Football Hall of Famer has passed away. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Gil Brandt, overshadowed by Coach Tom Landry and General Manager Tex Schramm as part of the trio that built the Dallas Cowboys into America's team in the 1970s, has died. He was 91. The Pro Football Hall of Fame said Brandt died Thursday morning. No cause of death was given, but Brandt had been in declining health in recent years.
Tennis, a 17-year career came to a close at the U.S. Open when John Isner lost to Michael Moe in a fifth-set tiebreak, a bitter pill for the 38-year-old American.
It's tough to say goodbye. It's not easy. Eventually, this day would come. You can't really... It's hard to prepare for the emotions of it.
Isner leaves with the record for career aces. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.